all eyes are on Alvin Bragg to bring reforms and to bring transparency and justice. There were, of course, some prosecutors who were carried over from Cy Vance Jr. That showboated, famously resigned, claiming that Alvin Bragg was refusing to indict Trump. One even came out with a book. But it looks like, according to Trump and his lawyers, and the signs are there, that the grand jury is hearing some final testimony in the Michael Cohen case and the hush money payments for Stormy Daniels, and that there may be an indictment coming down the pipe, which would be wonderful. And of course, it'd be coming from a state like New York and Georgia as well, in the election intimidation case, Georgia being an increasingly blue state, a Stacey Abrams state. And so Georgia and New York being the states that finally get Trump would be quite fitting, given the grassroots engines that exist in those states, the self-organizing, how decentralized the power is in those states. The activism there is quite hot. So that's a wonderful thing. And that translates into having public officials that do their damn job and deliver justice, let's hope. I'm saying all that to emphasize that the charges are not coming from the DOJ. They're not coming from Merrick Garland, who kicked the can to Jack Smith, who we're all hoping is not another Mueller. You see some mythologizing of Jack Smith already, the Jack Smith mystique, just like there was a Mueller mystique. We are not holding our breath for the DOJ. We are hoping that Alvin Bragg finally is the one to get him, and that Alvin Bragg being slow to indict was maybe hopefully likely Alvin Bragg protecting himself from whatever nonsense, whatever corruption was left over from Cy Vance. So that would be a great case scenario, you know, that'd be a great case scenario if Trump is indeed arrested and Putin follows.
There are a lot of people out there who are simply watching from a distance others fighting back, and they don't necessarily join that fight. They observe the fight and they listen and they feel grateful that if they're too battered down by life, if they're feeling weak and lonely and scared, that there are other people out there fighting hard. And I think, you know, a lot of times eventually those folks do join. So I think it's very important that the work of this group and every other group that's feeling demoralized now continues to go and to grow, and that sense of activism returns, and that also people, you know, extend themselves some grace in a moment of profound national trauma. We're constantly being told we're not in a moment of national trauma, but we are. And you see it across the political spectrum. You know, you see people who are just kind of on their last breath of, I don't even know how to describe it because I'm on mine. You know, that people are worn down and exhausted, and that's normal, no matter who you are. Like, we're living through kind of unparalleled tough times, and it's okay to admit that. And it's okay to sometimes like step away a little bit from these sorts of political battles, you know, and then just join later. But don't doubt the meaning of your work, because a lot of times it seems like no one is listening. And certainly it's true that the powerful are not acting in response, but people are. I think that is the actual silent majority of this country. You know, they're people who want a better standard of life. They want things to be easier. They want paying bills to not be such a hardship. They want less overt cruelty because they're scared of being the victim of overt cruelty. And sometimes when people get scared like that, they act cruel preemptively themselves. You know, they want to seem tough. They want to seem like somebody you're not going to, you know, want to screw with. And it feeds into itself, and it's all just wonderful for the aspiring authoritarians who prey on people like this, who prey on people who are terrified and who are full of rage, which unfortunately is the American condition. So anything that's an alternative to that, I think, is a good thing. Thank you.